Yoda's a boy name, but it's hard to find names for things with big ears. We have Yoda, Gizmo, and Spock. And this is Spock. Yoda is the one who's on the table with, I think, the door open. And uncovered. The Fenix are 4 years old. They're siblings. They're brothers and sisters. And very food motivated.
I'm hovering in the air.
Yeah, they spend probably 25% of their time off the ground.
This one doesn't seem very skittish at all.
Well, he's been raised with people. Now, there's certain times when he'll all of a sudden just be terrified of everything. And then 2 minutes later, he's fine. If there's food involved, he's usually not afraid. These little foxes were born in Southern California, but they are found in the Sahara Desert in North Africa. And their bodies are set up in such a way that they can glean every bit of moisture from anything they eat, whether it be a leaf of a plant. They'll dig up tubers and roots. They will eat insects. They will eat birds. He doesn't have fleas. He wants his collar off. But I don't want to have to yell, close the door! So we're leaving the collar on.
They catch grasshoppers real good.
Oh, they catch grasshoppers, and they will actually even catch swooping bats. Now all of a sudden he's gone into panic mode. But the nice thing about panic mode is that he's watching you. He's target locked.
Yes, I saw him lock on you.
So they're good mousers?
Good mousers. They can find a mouse in your wall.
Oh, wow.
They can find a mouse under the ground. One of their specialties is going after some of the desert rats, and they hear them in the burrows, and they'll just dig them up. People who have seen these guys in the desert say it looks like they're just sinking, like they're on a little elevator, just sinking in the sand. They dig so fast. When we get him to jump, we're trying to simulate to simulate what he would do to catch bats. They can hear the echolocation noises that the bats make when they fly. In the Sahara Desert, there's not a lot of mosquitoes and high-flying insects. Well, there are, but not a lot of them. And so a lot of the bats will swoop down low over the sand, hoping to catch insects on the ground. Beetles, crickets, grasshoppers, scorpions, spiders. So the bats will swoop down low. The foxes will target lock on them and jump up in the air. And if they're lucky, I mean, they don't catch every bat, but if they're lucky, they can snag a bat right out of the air. I don't know if you've ever heard of sandfish. Sandfish are small lizards that come from the Sahara Desert. They have fringes on their toes. They have a very sleek, almost skink-like body and a really flattened face. And when they see danger, they will just dive into the sand, and they almost swim through the sand. And they'll just, through the sand, very difficult to catch. I've seen films of people who pinpointed where they are and try to catch these sandfish. And by the time you've gone like this to try to scoop them up, they're over there. And, Maddie, if you don't pull, you won't choke. We've been through this. What they do is they'll pinpoint where the lizard is by listening for the sound of the lizard's heartbeat. They can detect the direction by listening on top of the sand. They're very, very still. And they will listen to the sand, find out what direction the sandfish is going, and then dig slightly in front of the forward direction that the lizard is going. And sandfish are one of their favorites. It's almost like puffins and the little fish that they catch, you know, where you'll see a puffin with like 10 fish stuffed into its little beak. These guys will go after the sandfish.
Yeah, you can
and
getting all tangled up here.
We're going for our Cub Scout knot tying thing. They'll just get their mouth so full of these lizards that it's like they find another one and what do we do? What do we do? So they'll dig a hole, they'll bury one, and then go catch another one. That they are kind of gluttonous when it comes to food.
Does it work to bury a sand fish?
If it's already dead, yes.
Okay.
Because it'll be there when you come back unless somebody else finds it. The other thing is they know that they'll watch each other and they hide food. So just to give you an example, a few years ago, Rich got a bag of M&Ms. Was it a 2-pound bag or 1-pound bag?
That was a big one. It was 2 pounds.
2-pound bag of M&Ms. And the foxes found the 2-pound bag of M&Ms. And in the ensuing tug of war, M&Ms went everywhere. Actually, a small hole ripped in the back part of the bag. The other fox ran off this way with the bag. So M&Ms were being, you know, jettisoned out the back of the bag as the one fox ran. So when all the M&Ms were now strewn throughout my home, the foxes went back and would pick them up. They didn't want to eat them, but they didn't want anybody else to eat them either. And so they would hide them. And they'd grab as many as they could get in their mouth. And I was, a year later, I was finding M&Ms in slippers that I hadn't worn for a while. I'd put on a pair of shoes. Oh, what is that? Oh, it's an M&M. I'd pull out a book. They were hiding them behind books and bookshelves, on top of bookshelves. They would even, they got to the point where they had hidden them in all the good places, that they would run over to a chair, grab the M&M, and it would be like if this was a chair leg right here. They put the M&M right here. Then they look around. Did anybody see me put that there? And if they think anybody saw them, they pick it up, run around the room 3 or 4 times, and put it right back in the same spot. And if one of them saw them put something somewhere, then it would go ahead after the other fox had lost its focus on hiding that particular M&M. The other one would come along, grab it, and go hide it someplace else. And then they have little stashes. There were good hiding places where they could put multiples. But yeah, they're just very funny like that. So they're always, you know, taking things, moving things. But a mouthful of food is there. They'll even run around the house with something big in their mouth, trying to figure out where they're going to hide it. And if they don't find a perfect spot, then what they do is they'll just carry it till they get hungry. Coco, where are you going?
Yeah.
That's very good.
I think I
spoke. Okay. You go all the way. What percentage of local?
It depends on who you talk to, which is the one guy we got him from. At one point he was 87%. At another point he was 97%. And the other part, he was 92%. So I think he was probably as mathematically impaired as I am. So I saw his mom was nearly, I think his mom was pure.
Really? Wow.
His dad was probably 3/4. He was very, very leggy, very wolfy. The only thing about his dad was he had the shorter muzzle, the more Malamute muzzle. Everything else about him, which is a very handsome muzzle, I might add. but neither of them had the curly Malamute tail. They all had drop tails, no dew claws. Usually wolves don't have dew claws.
Mm-hmm.